Police across the country are now adopting something that has created a little bit of controversy for Facebook this year, facial recognition. About a dozen law enforcement agencies, ranging from Massachusetts to Arizona, will start using these devices that actually can be installed on your iPhone. They scan a person's face and then tries to match that face to a face in a criminal database. Joining us now, Julia Angwin, a technology editor for The Wall Street Journal. Julia, how does this technology work?
Hi, thanks for having me on. So the way this works is there's a little 2-inch thick thing that attaches to the back of an iPhone, and it allows the iPhone to act as sort of a high-resolution camera. It can take pictures of faces and also irises, which is the colored portion of the eye. And both of those things can be used to uniquely identify a person. And it can also capture fingerprints.
And then they're going to try to compare these with a criminal database. Do we know in what way these would be used? I mean, is there a set of rules that you have to do this misdemeanor or commit this crime before someone's going to try and match your face to criminals?
Yeah, I mean, that is the confusing thing. Right now, there is a bit of this kind of technology being used in prisons. So some prisons, in particularly Massachusetts and a few other places, are using face and iris recognition to check prisoners in and out. They have this problem where they've been letting the wrong people out of prison occasionally. So using the iris or some identifier like that helps them. So initially, this device is really going to match up against that database of prisoner records, but there's really no way to know how it's going to evolve in the future, right? Whether this could become a much bigger database that they're checking against, putting in the watch lists that are out there. Right now, it's early days, so we don't have that. But that's the prospect that is causing some people unease.
We're speaking with Julia Angwin, a technology editor for The Wall Street Journal. You know, Google's chairman, Eric Schmidt, actually talked about this kind of technology at a conference in May, and he says, quote, "I'm very concerned by the union of mobile tracking and face recognition. My guess is in free societies, it will be regulated." And it's already causing controversy, despite the fact that it's only about 12 different police stations that are using this at this point.
Yes, right. Well, Google actually was going to roll out something not quite as robust as this and not for law enforcement, but they were going to add facial recognition technology to their cell phone app that they offer called mm-hmm. Google Goggles, and they decided not to. That's what Eric Schmidt said, is because he actually thought that it crossed the creepy line. But for law enforcement, you know, they are going ahead with this. What they're saying is that they're going to only use it in situations where they have reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. However, lawyers say, look, the truth is the law is unclear, and they could use it whenever they want. It's perfectly legal to take a photo of someone in a public space. And so even though they're saying they're going to use it under sort of pretty restricted conditions, it raises the prospect of, you know, kind of surveillance that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, well, reasonable suspicion doesn't sound like a high bar to me, Julia.
It's what the Supreme Court has set for fingerprinting, and so they're using it for facial recognition.
Well, we'll see if that holds water. I have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to end up in court. Julia Angwin.
Yes.
Is a technology editor for the Wall Street Journal, talking about a new technology being used by a dozen or so law enforcement agencies across the country, devices that attach to an iPhone that scan a person's face and then try to compare that to matches in the criminal database. Interesting and slightly, as she said, Eric Schmidt said, crossing over the creepy line.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.